But our concern presently are the clusters in the Bukit Merah and Tiong Bahru area, and particularly for the 115 Bukit Merah View Market and Food Centre. We know that the next case was a sundry store owner in the market, but has since spread to involve other stores, stall owners and tenants, and into several households and included social contacts. Patrons and visitors to the market and food centre have also been involved. So as of the 23rd of June, there are 82 cases involved in this particular cluster, of which 36.7% of them were fully vaccinated and 51.1% not vaccinated. 46 of these cases were not household related, and 16 of these cases were detected from surveillance or community testing operations that we conducted. And 27 cases had been isolated or quarantined before detection. The market and food centre remained closed until the 26th of June. Of the cases that were detected in relation to this cluster, nearly 47% were above the age of 60. There are other clusters in the vicinity that we continue to track as well, and that includes other clusters in the Tiong Bahru region. But we are awaiting phylogenetic study results before we can confirm whether there's linkage to this Bukit Merah View cluster. Our area of concern is identified as a result of these clusters that we have identified, but also supported by other tests conducted, for example, wastewater testing, that allows us to understand whether there might be cryptic chains of transmission occurring within the area. And they have allowed us to sharpen our strategies for heightening community surveillance through aggressive testing in the areas. And these areas include the Enabling Village, the Red Hill area, and we continue to extend these areas if necessary. We have conducted quite a number of tests over the last 3 weeks involving this aggressive community surveillance. And in short, at least 219,000 tests have been performed in various areas, in dormitories, in workplaces and community, in order to pick up these cases. Overall, the community numbers have increased in the past week compared to the week before, but the proportion of unlinked cases has dropped from 25% in the week before to 21% in the past week. And of those linked, 46% were already in quarantine, while 33% were detected through surveillance in the past week. Our household transmission appears to be decreasing, and those that were detected on entry into quarantine has also further decreased from 18.8% on the 16th of June to 5.5% on the 22nd. And this suggests that we are getting to our cases more quickly as a result of the aggressive testing that we've been doing. Yesterday, we reported 141 cases admitted into our hospitals, with 5 cases in the ICU. All 5 cases in the ICU were unvaccinated cases. And it reinforces our concern that those who are not vaccinated, if infected, may get more aggressive cause of disease, a more severe cause of disease, may require oxygen supplementation or even ICU care. And certainly in the Bukit Merah cluster that we've seen, even though there's a high proportion of seniors, those who have been vaccinated, of which there were 36.7%, as I mentioned earlier, the majority were either mildly symptomatic or asymptomatic. And this reinforces the call that we've been giving for all who have yet to be vaccinated to step forward and make a use of the opportunities that are coming up to register and be vaccinated. Our seniors in particular will be hard hit if the clusters increase, or if more clusters like that we see in Bukit Merah then break through in our community. Thank you.